Hey there, it's Danielle Ojiabalu, LPC, and I'm a licensed professional counselor in the state of Texas. This is my podcast, Hope to Healed, and the purpose of this podcast is to raise the level of awareness of mental illness and the issues that it causes in our society, especially in the Black community. You may reach me at www.hope2healed.com. That's hopetohealed.com. Stay tuned for a brief message from one of our supporters. Hey there, it's Danielle, and I'm back again today. And something has been on my heart, and so I feel like this is a safe place for me to really vent and give my opinion about some things that are going on in our society today. You know, I don't know when you're listening to this podcast, but today is November 6th, 2020, and the United States of America is waiting to find out who our next president of the United States will be. And personally, I am not really content with either of the candidates because I feel like some really important issues for the Black community, in my perspective and from what I've seen, have not been addressed. And I just really feel some kind of way about what's on the platforms for both of these president-elects. And so I want to talk about it, and I want to shed my pain and relieve some anxiety that I'm having around the election. Hey, I'm human. I may be a licensed professional counselor, but I'm also a person with a soul and a spirit, and they live in this body. And when I see something that's troubling, I need time to process it as well. So stay tuned. I'm going to tell you what was on the platform for each of the candidates and what I think about it, what I think is missing. And then also I'm going to speak of all of these things relative to the church as well, because I am a born again, blood washed, fire baptized believer, but really discontented with the church today. And I don't know how God feels about that, but I just want to be really real and transparent with you guys, and then see what the Lord says and does in this situation. So stay tuned for a sponsored segment, and then I'll be right back. Thank you. Don't go anywhere. As promised, I'm back. Thank you so much for waiting for me. And I'm just going to highlight some of the platforms that the Democratic platform has and the Republican platform has that are important to me personally. And then talk about what I need to talk about to get it off my chest so I feel better. And then maybe you'll feel better too. So we'll see. And here we go. So the first thing I saw under the proandcon.org was crime and justice. You know, the question of should police departments be defunded, not if not abolished? And the Democratic Party is against it, and the Republican Party is against it. And I agree, it shouldn't be abolished. We need police officers to serve and protect the law and order of our land, but they need to be right. Okay, all of this foolishness with abuse of power and killing Black men on the streets, it needs to be punished to the full extent of the law, because I just feel like the current administration has created a divisive environment where people who are racist feel very comfortable being racist out in the open instead of hiding it and being subtle with it. So, okay, that's fine. And then should the U.S. ban assault weapons? Well, you know, why do we have them is the question. What is the need of an assault weapon in an average citizen? What's the purpose of that? To me, it just says like it's promoting violence. So anybody that wants to put an assault weapon into the hand of somebody who is eventually going to kill his wife or his or her husband or some black person or some white person just for the sake of the fact I've got an assault weapon. I have a problem with that. So let's see. Should the U.S. end the cash bail system? I saw something on Facebook yesterday, and this man was arresting an 85-year-old woman, and they bailed her out, and she didn't show up for court. So they came to take her back to court, and her sons had a problem. Her grandsons had a problem with that. So I don't know. Some people go to jail for false reasons, and sometimes they need a break. But I really don't know how I feel back that. But should universal background checks for gun purchases be made law? I think so. You just can't put a gun in the hand of any old person, especially someone who has a documented history of mental illness or antisocial behavior. I mean, you want somebody to shoot up a movie theater or a church, huh? Does it sound like I'm a little perturbed? Because if so, it's the truth. I am. This is making me mad just looking at some of this stuff. But let's see. Some of this stuff, I mean, to be real with you, I don't care about. I'm still looking for my 40 acres and a mule, and I haven't received it yet. So I'm just going to go down to what. Should schools reopen during COVID-19? Heck no. Why? Tell me why. Every other day, I get a notice in the mail from our school district stating that another COVID case has been identified, and here are the measures, here are the symptoms. It's unnecessary. The teachers can still get paid. Let these kids stay home. Let me tell you something. And this is from one mother to the next and to the father. Some kids are dirty. And mine, I'm going to raise my hand and tell you, I have to tell them to wash their hands. They don't get it. They touch things. We don't go out in public much, but they touch things and they put their hands on their faces and they just don't get it. And I just think kids are so carefree and lovable that having germaphobe, you know, mentality is just not something that they're interested in. And they really want to be with their friends and they just want to have fun and be regular kids. But sometimes that's very difficult during a pandemic. So I think they should be at home. And I think if they're allowed to go to school until this thing calms down from home, then we might cut back on some of the numbers of cases. You know, a couple of weeks ago, I was going on a 4-mile walk and I was walking around a park in a neighboring community and noticed, I mean, I thought it was really nice and beautiful. Somebody had a birthday party for their little kid. It looked like they're about 5 or 6 years old. And there was about 50 kids on these swings and sliding boards, and they were running around and playing. And then the park is like one ginormous rectangle. And I tell you, it was like two sides of it had cars from the birthday party. And there was a parent or two for every kid. And none of those jokers had on a face mask. And I was just, at first I was in awe that those kids were having so much fun, and then it clicked. None of them were wearing face masks, and they were all on the sliding board. And then I walked a little bit, about a half a mile longer, and then I see a group of teenage boys, look like they're about middle school years, all huddled together on their bikes, watching or playing with something on their phones. None of them had a mask on. So what am I trying to say? And then also saw a football game, the same park area, and there were cars lined up over there, and parents were out with their chairs, and I only saw a handful of parents that wore masks, and then none of the kids who were playing ball were wearing masks. And I'm like, I'm done, because these are the same people, if they come from that community, attend my children's schools. And that is why the numbers are up, because people are having a good time and they're wanting to get back to normal, but this country is not ready. And so, no, I don't want kids. I don't think kids should be going to school during a pandemic, a global pandemic. I'll tell you what I didn't see. I mean, because I'm just seeing a bunch of stuff on this procon.org list.
And some of it is just dumb. Like, should American communities have the right to clean water? I mean, seriously, it says, okay, the Democratic Party says yes. I think it's a dumb question. It's a dumb question. But the Republican Party says, no, they don't have a right to clean water. So that seems pretty inhumane to me, because why do we go over to foreign countries trying to dig wells so that people can have clean water, and an administration is against it on this end? And you're speaking to someone who used to be a water systems chemist, and that is something that is very, something I'm passionate about, having done mission work in Nigeria and having to brush my teeth with bottled water and couldn't wash my face or, important parts with the water for to lower the risk of infections and stuff. I mean, no. Yes, we need to have the right to have clean water, and our country needs to protect us. Oh, this is stressing me out, I tell you. Okay, none of you know what I didn't see on here is, should police officers be able to gun down an unarmed black man or woman without any type of justice? Is not on there. Is not on there at all. And that's why I'm just really mad, because it didn't show up on any of the platforms. And I'm going to tell you what did show up on the platform is this abortion business. And I spoke about it a few weeks back. You're trying to protect the life of an unborn child for whatever reason a woman wants to abort. And I'm not condoning it. But you're not talking about protecting the lives of my black son or my black husband or my black sons, or my husband, or my nephews, or my brother-in-laws, or my father. Nowhere on there is anybody trying to protect their lives. So to me, it says they're not important. Yet you want to go and legislate that somebody take away their right to abort a pregnancy without providing solutions. So that just makes me really, really mad. I mean, I don't understand the position. And I'm going to make this disclaimer. I believe that God can use a fool to do what he wants to do in this land. And we don't always love what God is doing, but we just say yes and amen. And so if it's God's will for President Trump to be President Trump again for 2020 through 2024, then my prayers got softened my heart and just take away the pride and any sinful thoughts that I have against someone that I think it has a moral issue and a mental health issue. That's just how I feel, and I'm a therapist. But I have a problem with the divisiveness. I have a problem with the spirit behind this administration that totally doesn't even consider the black man, doesn't consider the effect that this country is having on race relations, and it didn't even show up on in any of their platforms. Do you all feel me? And then when I speak about the church, I kind of blame the church, because we are supposed to be the praying, interceding people, group of people that takes every issue in the government and takes it before the Lord in effectual, fervent prayers. We're supposed to provide solutions to moral problems in the nation. We're supposed to appeal to the heart and the souls of man all over the nations. But we're handing it over to the government so that they can mandate something over a woman's life that they don't even understand. You know, if a woman comes to you and says, I can't do this for whatever reason, and the government just says, no, she's going to go get a backdoor abortion, and there's going to be a bigger problem because your tax dollars are going to take care of her emergency hysterectomy. Okay? So instead, why don't we position ourselves as the body of Christ for those of you who belong to him, and ministering and providing solutions for these women, encouraging them, like, baby, you can do this. And if you feel like you cannot do this, we'll hook you up, give you a place to stay, feed you, nurture you while you carry this baby, and then we'll find somebody who can. You know? Or we'll help you to see that you can. We'll give you support, But you're gonna legislate over a woman's body, and then what are you gonna do? How are you gonna take care of that baby if poverty was her issue, or mental health illness is her issue, or she was in an abusive relationship? No, that baby shouldn't die, but that baby should be cared for. Do you understand what I'm saying? That baby should be cared for. You shouldn't just throw the mom away. Because you know what? If she's walking into a Planned Parenthood or some other abortion clinic, her soul is in a condition of distress and she needs somebody to minister to her. You know, and here is the problem that I have, is that we cast stones. And Jesus didn't cast stones. All those people came up who caught that woman who was in adultery, apparently by herself, because they didn't bring the man. That's another story. And he said, whoever has no sin, go ahead and cast the first stone. And none of them were able to cast a stone at her. Forgive me, I can't quote the scripture because I'm just really, really excited, but I know my Bible. And nobody could cast stones. And he forgave that woman of her sin and told her, don't do it again. Just go and sin no more. And I know he got the glory. So why are we casting stones? Why are we putting people out? This is not a preaching message. This is a message for the mental health wellness of people in the U.S. of A. Why are we casting stones? Why are we casting stones on the Black community for something we didn't do? Y'all just used us for free labor for over 400 years. Where are the reparations? And now that we have this particular administration, and actually it was even in the Obama administration, because he was a Black man and people felt very uncomfortable, even though they voted him in, they felt very uncomfortable having a Black president. So then it became very obvious who was racist and who was not. And guess what? We're sick of it. We are sick of it. And I'm sick of it about, you know, like I don't believe in burning anything down, but I believe in voicing my opinion. I believe in ministering to the hearts of people and letting them know this is some raggedy mess. And that's the reason why we're in so much stress in this country. So much stress because we're raggedy. Let me tell you something. This is a message to the church. Get it right and get back to God. And I'm in that group too, because I'm mad at y'all and I need to repent because I'm offended. Okay? I'm a part of the body, but I'm offended as how divisive we are as a body. That's why we can't get anything done, because everybody is talking about this person's theology and that person's theology. And at the end of the day, Jesus is Lord over our spirit, our souls, and our body. And he died on a cross to save our sins. And if we accept him as Lord and Savior, we are saved. And that's the message that a lot of people need to hear, how easy it is to give your life to Christ and then walk with him. But it's too much of the church going back and forth about this denomination and that denomination, and the church is divided, and so is the country. So the country is, so the church is. So church, get it together and get back to God. Stop with this division so this land can be healed, so this nation can be healed. And for all the other people in government, think about somebody. Think about how your politics are going to affect someone else. Put yourself in their shoes and feel what they feel. Not everybody is in the majority race. And the elitist attitude is offensive to people who don't have as much as you do. So this country cannot run with division. And you have to have a heart for the people that live in it, whether we are Mexican, white, Black, Asian, whatever, Latino, whatever. We're all people. If you cut us, we all bleed the same. So y'all, you got to look at these platforms. I'm hurt that some of the important issues didn't appear on them. And some foolishness about, do we have a right to have clean water? It's just nonsense. So I'm going to get off of my soapbox now, and I want to thank you for allowing me to vent. I'm done talking. This is Danielle Ogiabalu, LPC, with hope2healed.com. You can reach me the same handle on all platforms, hope2healed.com. We appreciate your support to keep this podcast up and going, and I promise you, by the grace of God, it's going to get better. It's going to get better. I'm a novice at this, but God is teaching me and he is leading me. Thank you so much for listening. Please share it. Hashtag Hope2Healed on your social media platforms. If you want to make some comments about something I said, I welcome any comments. This is an opinion, okay? I didn't say God told me anything. This is my opinion, and I said it with passion, and I stand by it, okay? Y'all be blessed, and have a great weekend. Bye-bye.